Blog Talk Radio.
Initialize sequence now.
We're now at the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Ready to drop the old output.
And all the grid control is good.
5, 9, 3, 2, 1, engage.
The new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is
Rush Grooves,
only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another installment of Crush Grooves. I am your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hearts. Unfortunately, my co-host, Black Reporter, will not be joining us today. He is not feeling well. So, hope he feels better. Shout out to Black Reporter. It is Thursday, July 19th. It's like July just started. And now we're already 19 days, a little over 2 weeks, 30 weeks in. And today is a good day. Today, there was no sun. It's been cool all day, nice. When I say nice, it's been nice. Like, this is my type of weather. I did have a scare this morning. Miss Kitty tried to run away from me. Okay, she didn't run away. She hid, and when I was calling her, I couldn't find her because the last time I seen her, she was on the window pane, and the window was, like, wide open, so she was sleeping on the window pane. And she must have walked behind me and went into my, went to the other room. And I'm calling her. And she didn't come. And then all of a sudden, she popped up. Like, I'm here, bitch. And she's been in my sight ever since. Ooh, and she a cock blocker. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to share that with y'all. Kitty is a cock blocker. Kitty wanted all the attention to herself. She wanted to be rolling around. She wanted to jump on the company. She don't know how to act when we get company. Sheesh. Anyway, welcome. Tonight is called Spoken Memoirs. And what happens tonight is basically we open up the lines for you to call in and you can share poems, stories, freestyle if you want. You can do any of those things. 805-830-8320. Press the number 1 and I'll let you on. Once again, 805-830-8320. Also, during this time, for the next 2 hours, I'll be playing some awesome music. Today, I felt like going to the early 90s. Yeah, I felt like doing that. So I'll be playing tunes from like 1991, 90, 92. You're going to be like, really, Crush, really? That's what you're going to play? Because, yeah, that's what I'm going to play. What else? Shout out to the Fancy Lounge. What's the Fancy Lounge? Fancy Lounge is our official Bone Fantasy Radio group, so to speak. We're on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go ahead and look us up. Facebook.com/groups/the Fancy Lounge. And in here, we talk about whatever we want, share a couple of pictures. There's some cool folks in there, just saying. Some cool folks, some sexy gentlemen, we just have a good time in there. Shout out to Dan the Man. Dan the Man is so what's up. Just wanted to say that. What else I got going on? I got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of new stuff is coming up. This started August 1st. We got a brand new show coming to the network because that's how we do it up here. We be popping. I got a brand new show. We got two new hosts. I mean, we just awesome, man. Damn. So, yeah, it's called Swingers State of Mind. I have two new hosts. We're going to be introducing them August 1st. Trinity B, she's from Dallas, Texas. And we got Frenchie from New Orleans. It's going to be a two-hour show. We're going to delve, delve into the swingers' lifestyle and other alternative desires. Don't y'all like that at all? Anyway, join us August 1st, 10 p.m. Eastern, so 10 to midnight. 2 hours, we'll be exploring and discovering some delectables from the taboo side of sexuality. I like that. Anyway, every Wednesday in August, starting on August 1st at 10 p.m. Eastern, get into Swinger State of Mind with LaCrush, Trinity B, and Frenchie, and the rest of Team Fantasy, because I know they all going to show their support and join us. Same number, same location. Working on that website now, but, you know, you can go to phonefantasyradio.com and link to anything that we're doing. I want to give a shout-out to Darryl. Darryl, we called on Tuesday, and we was acting up, messing with him. He didn't like the fact that I put him on the spot. He said I got my peoples on him. So shout-out to Darryl, you know. I guess we're even now. shout-out to Team Fantasy in the chat. I see y'all. Hey, Quest, Brick, Sun752, what it do? Welcome to the show. What else is going on? Oh, September. I'm looking for female. I mean, males, y'all can hit me up too, but I'm looking for female women business owners, musicians, artists, spoken word, all that. I'm looking for the females because September is our Sister Soldier Salute. And basically, we'll be doing interviews and women topics. So if y'all got topic suggestions for the ladies, yeah, all month long in September, hit us up, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. That's phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. You can text me or leave me a message on the Fantasy Hot Box. And I'll get back to you. That's 347-855-7372. That's that number. All right, folks. We are in the mix. Well, we ain't in the mix yet. We're about to get in the mix. Like I said, I got some early stuff going on. Stuff y'all probably don't even remember or, you know, I don't know. Let me see. In 1991... I was 10 going on 11. I was 10 going on 11. You know, I was popping gum. I was popping my gum. And, I thought I'd just reminisce a little bit. What else I got going on for y'all? Give me a call. Join the fucking party. 805-830-8320. And press that 1. You got to press 1. I'm not going to pull you in. You got to press the number 1. When you press the number 1, it will indicate to me that you would like to be put on air. You don't have to have a talent. You can just call up, say hi, talk to me, join the conversation, all that good stuff. And I got some questions for y'all. I was actually feeding questions into the Fancy Lounge. I got some interesting answers. It was hot conversation, hot topics today. So we're going to do that good old thing, and we're going to come back, and we're going to chop it up because that's how we do. So where should I start? I don't know yet. I'm going to let y'all know. I think I'm going to start with some house. No, I don't want to start with house music. Yeah. Now, y'all remember a bunch of little boys that went by the name of Another Bad Creation? They had this song called Aisha, and it was just so cute. Well, I'm going to start there. and work my way down. Welcome back, everybody. That was by request from Sunnyshine. Yeah, I'm gonna blow her up right now. Yeah, that was Sunnyshine, some Rex and Effect, some Rump Shaker. So that's what you was thinking about in 1992. Before that, we played Heavy D and the Boys, Now That We Found Love. And I started off with another bad creation with Aisha. Okay, folks. Let me get into the topics. I will be playing song requests. So if you got a song request, you're in the chat room, you can sign up, make a free account, or sign into your account on blogtalkradio.com/register. Join us in the chat room and let us know. You can hit me up on Facebook. I'm logged into Facebook right now. Phone Fantasy Radio on Facebook. La Crush Hearts on Facebook. Or you could give us a call, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Now, before I went on break, I let y'all know that I have some interesting questions that I asked my good friends in the Fantasy Lounge, which is our official Facebook group. You know, we continue the conversation. We have, you know, people being added every day. So if you're interested, look us up on Facebook. It's called the Fantasy Lounge. So it was early morning, and one of my friend's status popped up, and it was a very interesting question. I thought so at the time. When I seen it, I thought it was a very interesting question, and somewhat I felt that it was kind of true at that. So I was like, well, what do my people think about that? So I took the question. Yep, I stole it. I stole the question from I.B. Freeman. Check out the I.B. Freeman show. It's called, the question goes like this. Why is it that a man can have nothing going for himself but still have confidence, yet a woman can have a lot going for herself and still have low self-esteem? Now, this one question has generated a lot of different answers, and I invite you to come and share your thoughts on this question at 805-830-8320. Yeah. Okay. Sun 752. Sun 752 is going in on the music selection from the 90s right now. So y'all definitely want to get in that chat room. If y'all like the 90s, if y'all dig the music from the 90s, y'all need to come put Sun 752 in his place. Just playing. Yeah, so that's my question. You know, give me a call. Press 1. I know you want to answer the question if you press 1. Once again, that question is, why is it that a man can have nothing going for himself but still have confidence, yet a woman can have a lot going for herself and still have low self-esteem? This question was posed by a man, so it's not like I'm, you know, this question was posed by a man. So that's just one of the questions for tonight. Song request, if you want to answer a question, you know that call-in number. excuse me. If you want to give Black Reporter some get well wishes, you could also do that as well, because Black Reporter got him a computer now, so he can listen to the archives of the show. So get well, Black Reporter, and you suck monkey balls for calling me 2 minutes before the show start to tell me I can't make it. I'm just saying, Black Reporter, I'm just saying. Shout out to everybody that's listening via phone, their browser. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. I see a lot of people there. I see a lot of undercover people. I don't see our numbers, but shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. The 919, thank you. The 404, the 803L. We got 347. We got 215. Shout out to all y'all folks tuning in right now. I really do appreciate y'all. Okay, so... A gentleman answer the question via the internet, and I'm going to read his response. And if you have something that you want to add or you want to rebuttal to it, you sure can. The line is wide open just for you. His name is Wesley. Wesley is from the Fancy Lounge, and he was the first one to respond once I posted this question up 12 hours ago this morning. He said, I think materialistic social and financial situations have nothing to do with confidence, self-esteem issues. People can have Bill Gates money and still feel like the world is coming down on them. And people with nothing much in life can be, and most times are the happiest. A lot of it has to deal with the way you were raised, siblings, and situations. My dad, well, may the great spirit bless his resting soul, was a motherfucking brute, said in layman's terms. He was a bona fide asshole. He fucked his head up for a long time. It's up to a person to take back what was lost to them in order to regain that confidence or self-esteem. I did, and it worked wonders. He said his dad never thought he put a shotgun to his nose and pretty much demand that he behave himself the way his mother, his grandmother, taught him how to act. And if not, I will end you. Exact quote. Wow. That is wow. I believe, I get it in a way, Wesley, I agree in a way, me personally, I agree in a way. But you can definitely call in and rebuttal, add your two cents, if you will, 805-830-8320. We have Sun752 in the chat room. Okay. Well, we got some comments in here about Wesley. Wesley is very smart. He's not just all mouth. He has a good conversation, too. Good topic. Normally, if a dude doesn't have shit but still get chicks when he feels validated. Women's self-esteem is often based on how their men feel about them if she loves him. Interesting. That was from Sun752 in the chat room. Once again, you can join us in the chat room if you have anything you want to add. one day, I hope we can get Wesley on the show. That would be awesome if we can get Wesley to call up on the show. I'll try that. I'm not going to call him, no folks. I did that last time and I got in trouble, so... I did that last time and I got in trouble. I'm not going to do that for a long time. Well, for a few. I'm not going to do that this time. What else we got going on? Well, you know, I got some music I want to play. So if you want to answer the question, you can go ahead and press that one to answer the question. If not, I'm going to... play my good old music. So, like I said, I'm in the 90s right now. I'm in the whole 1990 to like 1995. That's as far as I'm going. So, if you didn't like that era, oh well. If you didn't like it, so what? I don't care. I'm being messy right now. Anyway, folks, I like this song. This was a very good song. I like the video. I was a fan of this guy, so I'm going to play his music. Three song set, coming right back. You are listening to Crush Grooves, then The Crush, and nobody else. And y'all, whoever's listening.
At least two pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a York, get them. You can break cards and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Coat flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way.
If it's hot, La Crush Hearts will play it just for you.
She'll make you think you're dreaming. better lay low. Scheming on hot money and the whole shit. The low throw hoe should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's winning with you, but I know she's a loser. How do you know? Me and a crew used to do her.
Respect and care for you, my dear. So how could you ignore the way I feel? It's real.
going on, everybody? Welcome back. You are tuned into Crush Grooves. I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts. We just finished our second song set for the evening. That was Father MC, I'll Do For You. And before that, we had Poison, Belle Biv DeVoe. That was a song request by On The Quest, representing in the chat room for North Carolina. And I started off the set with that oh-so-sexy lick of his lips. The goat around the way, girl. Awesome. Standing at the bus stop sucking on a lollipop. Yeah, that's how I rolls. That was definitely what's up. So I asked a question. Nobody's answering my question. I mean, I had a lot of people answer my question. I feel like nobody want to call up and answer the question. And I really don't want to sit up here and read everybody's response to the question. So I'll ask it one more again. If nobody calls in to answer, I'll ask another question. Maybe we'll get somebody to call in and answer. The question was, a repeat from today, why is it that a man can have nothing going for himself but still have confidence? Yet a woman can have a lot going for herself and still have low self-esteem. So, you know, I read Wesley's response in the chat room. I thought, you know, that would, I mean, in the group, I thought that would spark some interest. But, you know, we got On The Quest who responded. I have Brick who responded. I have Sean who responded. Right. Shout out to everybody that's online right now holding it down. But it is what it is. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm working right now by myself because Black Reporter is not feeling well. So get well, Black Reporter, but you still suck, Monkey Bowls, for calling me at the last minute to tell me that you wasn't going to do the show. I can say that now because he does check out the archives. I want to invite everybody to check out all our other shows because we had some interesting shows this week. And all the time, we always have an interesting show. PhoneFantasyRadio.com. You scroll to the bottom of the page. There's a nice blue and white player right there. You can click on it, plug in your headphones, and you can just listen to the archives. We're trying to get on iTunes so you can listen through your mobile. That is what we're working on right now. So, you know, sooner or later that's going to happen. We're going to get on the whole iTunes thing. I have another. Well, I have some more questions, folks. That's not the only question I'm asking for tonight. I do have some more questions that I'm going to ask for tonight. I just, you know, thought I'd throw it out there. See who's going to call in. And I was feeling some type of way today, so I had put a lot of stuff out there. I had a random thought, a random question, and I just couldn't understand, you know, I don't know. I just couldn't understand why. But what did I tell you? I was telling you how to go to PhoneFantasyRadio.com and listen to the shows. Brick House, Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We also have the Adult Zone with myself and Black Reporter on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we also have a brand new show starting in August called Swinger State of Mind, which will be on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have this show, Crush Grooves, which will be on every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we also have Sundays periodically, late nights with the Super Fluffy Flirt, which comes on at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I'm also on cam during that show, and you can watch me lick my lips and all that other good stuff. Right now I'm looking a hot mess, but you know, I get my lip gloss popping when it's time to get on cam. So, you know, that's how we do it on Phone Fantasy Radio Network, and you can always visit us at our website to find out more. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/heartsradio, facebook.com/brickhouse, that's BrykkS house on Facebook, Twitter, look us up on Twitter, Phone Fan Radio, all that good stuff. So all our links are on our website. So one more question I had posted. It was a random question, and it was like, is there a difference between a woman categorizing a man versus a man making assumptions about a woman? Ooh. And I thought it was a very good question. And shout out to On the Quest, because he was the first to answer. But then he threw me for a loop, because he said, it's the same, it's just that, it's just the categories are slightly different. I didn't get that. I don't know how something can be the same and different all at the same time. I don't know how to, I don't know how that works. Anyway, that's what, you know, we went back and forth on that conversation. So I'm opening it up to the forum right now. So if you're interested, definitely give us a call, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. See, what I notice is when I'm unprepared with nothing to talk about, everybody's standing around looking at me like, Crush, what is this supposed to be? Like on Tuesday when I'm unprepared, everybody's just standing around looking at me. Everybody got something to say. Then when I am prepared, nobody got anything to say. Like, I actually got questions for y'all to answer, and now nobody got nothing to say. I'm just saying, it's ironic. It's just ironic how that works out. But we are in the chat room. I see Tony Fantasy is holding it down in the chat room. They just in here vibing and all that other good stuff. I see a couple of people online. How are y'all doing? Like I said, I'm not pulling nobody in. You want to chat, press the one. I'll let you in. On that note, I will get back into some music in a moment. I wanted to tell everybody that August 3rd, if you are in the Michigan, Detroit area, they have and you are a big, beautiful woman, because, you know, we love our big girls. They have a fabulous weekend planned at the Doubletree Hotel in Detroit, Michigan. And I'm so jealous, because I wanna be down. Like, I'm really jealous. Why can't I be down? What's that about? You know what that's about? That is about discrimination. Discriminating because I'm all the way over here. I'm all the way over here in some daggone New York City. And they all the way over there in Michigan. But they was, you know, that's what's up. You know, shout out to Sonia Bennett. They have Michigan BBW. That's what it's called, Michigan-BBW.com. You can find out more information about it there. So, how you can, it's only like $45. They're going to have vendors there. They're going to have, you know, all types of stuff they got going on. So that is definitely what's popping. So shout out to Sonia Bennett for hooking me up with that. Michigan-BBWS.com. Let me see if I can play this real quick for y'all, so y'all can hear what it's all about. 'Cause that is just straight awesome.
Michigan BBWs present a big, beautiful weekend, August 3rd through 5th, 2012. Come enjoy two dances, a BBW belly dancer, fashion shows, and other weekend surprises for a mere $45. To become a sponsor, find us on Facebook, Michigan BBWs, and visit Michigan-BBW.com for more details. Michigan BBWs, we're doing our own thing.
We're doing our own thing. Isn't that a song? Oh, anyway. I see people got their hands up. Hi, 215-519.
Oh, hi. Would you want to give out the whole math? You know what I mean?
I don't. I give out the first six numbers. I give out the first six numbers.
Look. You know, I'm 7-5-2-8. I ain't no 215. You know what I'm saying? I'm grown.
I'm grown. Good grief.
Well, look.
What's going on, 5752?
Look. You have to take somebody else first. Because as you can see, I'm in the middle of something right now. So
all
I need like 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'll be back at you. I'll let you know in the chat room when I'm ready.
Okay. We also got hailing from Brooklyn, New York. She's like awesome. She's the first lieutenant. What's up, B-R-Y-C-K-K? What's going on, Brick? What's up, 347? I'm just playing.
I'm just amazed. You know,
aren't
I'm just listening.
About?
I'm amazed. I'm just amazed, Crush. No, I mean, you know, these questions are very, very good questions.
Uh-huh.
And I've been enjoying myself all day reading the responses.
Right.
Certain ones
right.
in general.
Right.
I've just gotten so many surprises today just out of these questions, just out of responses, out of reactions. Out of reactions to answers, out of the bitch assness that comes out of the reactions to the answers.
The bitch ass.
And I'm just amazed. And even now, you know, I'm amazed by the level of how I say this. The guys we got up in here. I mean, the ones that sit up there and sit in front of a computer and click, tap all this shit. And then when it comes time to open up your mouth and speaking this shit, you don't hear anything.
Right.
Amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
everything that I say on that webpage and I say on that Facebook page, I could back the hell up verbally. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I don't sit and be a fucking text messaging tough guy, okay, and start throwing all these threats around and shit, and these little smart-ass little fucking expressions and all this other shit and think that, you know, I was offended so many times on that thing. I just didn't say anything, okay?
Right.
Now,
right.
just count, because I said, you know what, let me count. Because, see, if I go in, you know I'm going to go in. Okay.
Right.
Then people feel
right.
you're going to get hurt. The next thing you know, I'm resigning from this group because I feel that, you know.
Right. They get offended. Right.
You know how it go, Crush. Okay? Everybody get their feelings when they want to run out the group. Okay?
Right.
Somebody thought that I was upset with them today. I mind you, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything towards this person. Next thing you know, I'm feeling sort of away. I'm getting out. And y'all men talk about y'all ain't emotional. I didn't say one word. Okay? So, I'm leaving. Y'all do you. I can't take this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nobody said anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of the bitch assness.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
I think that, you know what, it has nothing to do with Brick being a nasty person. Because Brick is not a nasty person. It's just the fact that Brent can listen to what you say, and it don't bother me. It's like, okay,
so
I'm not going to get up there and put a whole 10-page email up there or response up there because you matter not. You're not in my circle. Those that are not in my circle do not matter. Now, that doesn't make me any better than anybody else. That's just the way I am. And I really don't appreciate, you know, people saying stuff like when I put a comment up there, you know what? I'm gonna respond to your comment, and I'm gonna put your Sonny. Come on and respond to this, dude. I'm gonna let you respond to this, Sonny. What's that look like? Saw that shit today up there, and I'm like, wait a minute, how are you gonna sit up here? You can't speak for yourself, or you think you're too damn good to go head to head with me? Which one is it? Now, do I have to start calling names here, Crush? Because I don't want to start calling names.
Listen,
that pulls me into the big
Listen, I'm going to say this to you, though. I appreciate you calling in right now, because now all of a sudden, hands just shot up.
that's why I was in the chat room, but I was like,
we got the 973 here right now. 973, you on the air. State your name and where you calling from.
How you doing, Crush? This is Wes. I'm calling from Jersey.
Hi, Wes from Jersey. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Yourself?
Ow, ow, ow. That was my ear. Ow.
Hold on, was that Brittany?
Yeah.
Beat your ass.
That's my baby. How you doing, girl?
Beat your ass. We have a
radio show. You can't call me.
Oh, I'm going to get you.
You know what would make it a whole lot better for me to call you?
Wes, I gave you my number. Stop playing.
Exactly. How's everything going, everybody?
Everything's going swell. Everything's going swell. I called you out here because I asked the question that I had asked this morning about why the men got so much confidence, they don't have much going for himself, and a woman has a lot going for herself and has low self-esteem. And I actually read your response, but, you know, I'm going to give you a chance to, you know, give you a chance to fill us in a little bit more from your response to that question.
Damn.
Well, you know, as I was saying, you know, I work nights. I'm at work right now. And they just started the meeting before the beginning of the shift.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it seems like I don't participate much. But,
aww.
I mean, that's just the way I feel. You know, most of the time the happiest people you will find are the people who really doesn't have much to their name.
Right.
Okay. Whereas people with the most pressure on them to either provide or stand out or will be the ones who feel like, man, you know, nothing seems to be going right, where their self-esteem or their confidence, you know, seems to be kicking them at every turn. You know, it's about the person, or it's about the person or the individual who's involved.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm not going to keep you. I know you're at work. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I do appreciate your participation in the group as well. So, thank you.
That's well. I'm going to give you my number again. You better call me.
All right. I'm going to definitely call you this week. Oh, Brick, man, I got something to tell you, too.
Hi, baby.
I want to know,
right,
too.
All right, now. I'll tell you, but I'm not going to put it out there over the air, though.
Okay.
Oh, no. Let's save it.
No.
Save it
let's
for
save
people.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Listen, the meeting is starting. Right. I got to go.
All right. You go to handle your business. All right. I got the back signal, 215-7752. You are back on the air. What's up?
Like Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
check
the
bad
signal.
Right.
Go ahead.
All right. When you ask the question, like, why can a man have nothing and have high self-esteem, and why can a woman have everything going on for her and have no self-esteem or low self-esteem?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think that you have to identify what having everything is. You know, because,
right.
You know, if everything to you is what is valued in the eyes of other people, then you'll never have anything. You
right.
know, and that's the same reason that you hear about millionaires and billionaires falling victim to depression, is because what they really would like is to have everything. See, the dude who doesn't have a lot of material things but has high self-esteem already has everything that he needs. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I mean? The thing
mm-hmm.
is, you can live your whole life chasing that paper, trying to keep up with the Joneses, buying fences and houses, and you know what I mean, you know, gaining property and all of those things, you know, in order to create a birthright for your seeds and all of that. But when it really all comes down to it, if you don't have love in your life, if your true dreams, I'm talking about the things that you pray for when you lay down to sleep. You know what I mean? And honestly, I feel like if when you lay down to sleep, you pray for money, something is wrong with you. You
mm-hmm.
understand what I mean? Because right. They say money is the root of all evil for a reason. So when you ask the Creator to give you peace of mind, to show you the way to true happiness, to serenity, you know what I mean? To clearing your heart and your mind to actually feel good, being able to walk with your head up. That's what mm-hmm. self-esteem is, and that's why a dude who comes off as having high self-esteem doesn't need the fence. You know what I'm saying? The dude who needs the bins in order to get chicks. You know what I mean? Honestly, that's beyond my comprehension. Like, what kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? Because really, if you present yourself right, you know, a chick is gonna break bread with you anyway. The same way as I've known a lot of chicks that make, you know, really good money. You know, maybe not millionaire chicks, but I've definitely known chicks who've been in that realm. You understand what I mean? But they wasn't really happy, but they couldn't never find a dude, or you know, if they had homosexual aspirations or whatever, you know, they couldn't find somebody to really share the things that they had in the first place. And what's the use in having a bunch of toys if you don't have nobody to play with them with? You understand what
right.
I mean? So when you start talking about having everything and having nothing, the person who has that peace of mind, the person that has traveled that road in order to have self-esteem, that knows that can see the light at the end of the rainbow, the light at the end of the tunnel, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and able to keep a positive attitude, know that tomorrow will come instead of dwelling on the problems that they have today. That person already has everything that everybody else is looking for. So, okay. You know, that's what you kind of have to get your priorities straight before you start talking about who has everything but can't, you know, get happiness. Happiness really will make you more wealthy than any billionaire. You know,
okay.
I mean, that's just more life.
Word. Thank you, Sun 752. Really appreciate that answer. We got the 404. What's going on, Sugarfoot?
Yo, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm maintaining all day.
Okay, state your name and where you calling from.
This is Sean Rapping.
Where you calling from?
Atlanta.
All right.
Yeah, Sean Rapping, BBW, mama.
I know who you are. The people don't know who you are.
Oh, okay, my bad. But yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I came up here, you know, to address, you know, Bricks about what happened earlier. But I just wanted to let her know. But no, I wasn't coming at her, you know, on some old rah-rah type shit. I thought I did something wrong, so I wanted to address it. So it was like after I addressed it, you know, she didn't respond back. So I felt that, well, damn, I must have really did something wrong because I think Brick cool and everything. You know, we talk, feel, whatever, you know, when we on the phone, you know, da-da-da, whatever, you know. And I just wanted to just let her know it wasn't even like that. I just wanted to know, like, hey, if I did something, you know, then fuck it. I just, you know, back off, you know. It's just like, hey, because I'm the type of person that, you know, like to avoid a lot of drama and shit. But, you know, at the same time, handle it on, you know, some old grown folks shit, not on some old childish shit, like some old rah-rah shit, because I don't, you know, Sean can get down like that. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to do.
You left the group?
All. Huh? No, I didn't leave it. You know, it was just the fact that I thought I had did something wrong or whatever. So I just wanted to see who was good with it. Yeah, let it know. You know, everything is all love over here. You know,
okay.
I just want to make sure that I ain't saying nothing wrong or anything like that, of that nature, you know?
No, it's not you. I don't know. I'll let Brick tell it. Brick, you online. You.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last one. I had to click over for a call. I'm sorry.
It's Sean Reppin' BBW on the airwaves.
Sean Reppin' BBW, I'm pissed at you, and you know why.
Nah, he said he don't know why. I didn't come at you on some old rah-rah type shit. You know what I'm saying? I thought I had did something wrong, you know? So I wanted to address it because, you know, we cool like that, so I wanted to address and make sure everything
was. I didn't call you, Sean.
I mean, I don't know your number, first and foremost.
I ain't asked. You done talk back and forth how many times?
What happened?
Sean Rep at BBW?
Yes!
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't understand something, see, this is what I'm talking about. Instead of people seeking clarification on something, you just jump in head first and you just dive in. Why didn't you just send me a side message and say,
Did I say something wrong? I should have. You just jumped in and said, crush, I'm out. I can't deal, I'm out. I'm like, I didn't even say a word. My bad, I should have. Right, you're right, I'm out. I'm not bad, I should have. But I didn't. That was fucked up on my part, you know, so it was my bad. But you know who this all falls back on, though, you know, Sean, it really isn't you. He knows I'm talking about him, so I don't know why he don't just go ahead and press the one and come defend himself, because we are talking about you. But on that note, real quick, let me bring in Lady C.
Hi.
Hey, Lady C, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. You know, it really has nothing to do. Well, I mean, it may have a little bit to do with you, Sean, but I don't think it really is you. I think it's that person that likes to antagonize. You know who I'm talking to.
Oh, okay.
Right. There's a person on there that likes to antagonize. He likes to instigate stuff. He wants to be in everything. He likes to instigate without being instigating. He wants to, he's so innocent. I don't do nothing, but I do everything.
Right.
You know, so it's that guy. That's the person who, and I've seen it play out, you know. Once again, I didn't go in there and respond to nothing, but I did say, there you go again. You know, that response I did say. So they know who I'm talking to. They know what I'm talking about. Like, you know, there you go again. Instead of just answering the good old question, or like you said, if you didn't understand, you could have just said, can you elaborate more? Or you could just leave it alone. You know, like, don't sit up there and be like, shaking my head, whatever. You know, all, if you got something to say, say it. Like Sun said, we're all grown. Come on, people, you know. But on that good old note, let me catch you up, Lady C. Lady C, I've been asking some actually interesting questions tonight. We got a very good response from good friend Wes out of New Jersey. Thanks for calling in. We got some interesting responses from Brick, as always. Sun752, he laid it down, you know. So we just asked him, you know, random questions, because I just felt so profound today. I just felt so good today. You know, I came across these questions, or, you know, they just popped into my head, and I put them down there. But I have this last question that I want to ask, and I'm going to do that when I come back from my music break, because I also want to get into Lady C business. So.
Look, can I say one thing real quick?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, cool word. I still got mad love for you, Brick.
Mwah! As she lips.
Oh,
my goodness. Okay,
my thing is, next time, and I tell everybody, if you're unsure about something with me, I tell Crush all the time. If so you hear something about me or you think something about me, just ask me first. Give me the benefit of the doubt.
Because
I'm going to give you a straight shot. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you, yeah, I'm pissed off at you. Or no, I'm not pissed off at you. You know, but don't just assume anything with me. And that's the problem I have with this person. They assume they know me. They have no idea who I am.
I would ask you.
I would say, oh, sure, something up. What's wrong with you? I will always come to you on a sidebar before I ask you.
Okay.
Whatever's fun. See how it goes. I don't post it around so that I avoid any nonsense. And I get booted out. Niggas participate, they get dissed, feelings get hurt, threatens to quit, and get called a bitch. Sun752. You know,
that's part of life. Hey,
that's right there.
Boy, that shit don't bother me because I know who I am.
Right, but I'm just saying, Sun752, that is just life. you know, like, you got to be in it to win it or lose it. Like,
right.
You know, you got to be in it to chance it. But you just didn't even want to participate all the way around.
Well, you got the strictest group rules I ever heard in my life.
Hey!
I mean, you can't just chill. You can't just be part of the group and chill. You just participate,
no.
You get kicked the fuck out. Like, what the hell?
Exactly. That's not strict. I mean, well, my thing is,
yeah,
I'd rather have a group of 10. It's not even
like
that you didn't even attempt, but you didn't even attempt to do anything like that.
It's not,
you know what I mean? Like,
there's
you didn't even attempt. You didn't even say hi. Like, no, listen. Listen, let me explain to you my methods. If I type in your name and nothing pops up and you've been in this group for a month, you got to go. So I don't just automatically kick you out because...
The whole thing is, just acknowledge that you own that method. There's not another group out there like that. I can guarantee you. Every other group out there, they go on the strength and numbers thing. Like, well, you know, I mean, you down, so you support. But this shit is like, look. You want, you know what I mean, you in this group, you got to work. You don't work.
Only for the simple fact that, no, the only reason why I do that is for the simple fact that this is a private group. Okay, some people may reveal stuff. Other people like to gossip stuff, and they like to copy and paste shit. That's the only reason why I do it. For the simple fact that, you know, if you participate in it, you got some stake in it as well. That's the bottom line. Like, I can be in there. It's a private group.
Oh, so everybody
nobody
be
can
held
see.
Accountable.
Nobody can see any. Pretty much, like we like in Bones, we all gotta stab that nigga. Like we all.
Look,
if you tell
like
us what,
we all
a victim of it.
Look, I mean, really, I'm playing around with you. But you know, what I mean, seriously, you know, but like, look, anything that I do, I own up to. So you know, what I mean,
right.
If that's the way you wanna run your group, but just acknowledge the fact that like you are running that. Like that is a unique trick. That is not found
that
with
it really,
any
it really
other
isn't.
Group.
That really,
no,
that's
it is.
Not true. No, it really isn't. I've been kicked out of many of groups because I don't participate, and all I do is spam. So I've been kicked out of many of groups, and I actually do post in these groups. That's the thing.
Wait. So your whole thing is, The way that you avoid snitches is to make sure that everybody purges themselves. Word.
It's not really snitching, but you know, people like to What's the problem? I think is if you're part of a group. If you're part of a group or you're part of any online community, what's the problem with just popping in, saying, hey, how you doing? Okay, having a real tough week or having a real good week, but I'm here, I see y'all, and just, you know, some type of acknowledgement. Like,
there's no problem with that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that, but at the same time, I don't see anything wrong with keeping people on who don't post. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that'd be just like some you know, people don't call into your show or they don't come to the chat room. So it's like, well, you know, I gotta drop you as my friend. Like, really? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I could feel that way, but when it really all comes down to it, I mean, it's a character flaw. Like, come on now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, when you get time, when you feel compelled to do what you do. Or what I want you to do, all right. But I'm gonna have to let that be on your time. I can't force it. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
So yeah, like no, I get it. You know that is on your time, but you know you sitting there, you don't participate. How do I know that you're enjoying yourself? So I'd rather just go ahead and let you out. You can always come back in, so you're not banned from the group. You know, if you're interested, you want to come back in, or you want to, you know, in the chat room.
You know I ain't mad about it. Look, I'm here.
I'm not talking about you. All right. I meant when I say right, you, right. I meant generally speaking, sir. Generally speaking. Anyway.
All right.
So, on that good old note, I guess, you know, I'm going to get into my song set. And I'm only going to play 2 songs. No, I'm lying. Yeah, no, I'm going to play all 3 songs. We're going to come right back. We're going to come right back. And we're going to continue our good old conversation about everything because, you know, I'm awesome like that. Oh, yeah, I wanted to tell y'all this, right? So you know how you meet somebody new and they ask you your marital status and you always say single, and then the next question is out of their mouth, why are you single? My, is there actually an answer for that? Now, don't answer. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about that, because I really want to know if there's an answer for that. Anyway, that's one question. We'll come back and we'll continue that conversation because we're awesome people.
Right.
All right. Huh? Okay.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Okay, so y'all wasn't singing? Y'all wasn't da-da-da-da-ing just now? Y'all was da-da-da-ing. Yes, y'all was.
Nope.
Y'all
I wasn't bobbing
was
my head. I wasn't.
Y'all was just da-da-da-ing. Yeah. Y'all suck.
Nah, that song was all right.
Y'all suck. That was DNA. That was DNA, Tom's Diner. I remember that one. I remember them remixing it for the Giants or some shit like that. For one of the... I remember playing that. Yeah, that was some tough times. I remember 97 being the house music station. That's when it wasn't old Blazing Hip Hop and all. Fuck out of here. They were on top of the Empire State Building. That's what their little tagline was. But that was Tom Diner DNA right there. Before that, this house was Tracy. This house, Tracy Spencer. And before that, I started off with We Gotta Love That. That song was annoying, CC Peniston, but I did like it. My voice was just annoying. Now I listen to it, I was like, damn, this song is long and annoying.
her voice was annoying because she couldn't sing. You know, I mean, she couldn't
right. Right. When you heard her live, she was a hot mess. Yeah. was a hot mess.
The worst.
But she did have her little hits or whatever, so shout out to that.
I'm telling you, that's the 90s shit, 90s beats. Everybody wins.
Man, when I was hearing them songs, I was thinking about when Humpty Hump came out, man. Digital Underground. I was like, wow, I remember those times.
Oh, Digital Underground, yeah.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
I was thinking about
Northern
Underground.
Northern
Underground. Oh, nah. That was
earlier. I still got some more music. Okay, so here's the deal. I asked this question. I want to know an honest answer. I'm going to go down the line. If you're single and you're talking to somebody for the first time and they ask you your marital status and you say single, the following question is, why are you single? Question mark, question mark, question mark. My thing is there actual answer for that? My new response to it, I'm going to tell y'all my new response, and the guy was like, what? My new response is, because I'm awesome. Literally, that's what I said. I was like, because I'm awesome. He said, what does that mean? I said, because I'm awesome, I need an extraordinary guy to handle all his awesomeness. You know, like, that's my response. And he was like, oh, okay, I get it. I'm extraordinary. No, you're not. Just because you said that, you're not. But anyway.
Wow.
What do y'all think? So, I know, son, you're single, I think. Do you get asked that by ladies? Like, what is your response to that?
I try to steer people away from asking questions that they really don't want the answer to. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's like, all right, my personal belief is that nobody totally single. Like, it's hard for me to believe that you have anything going on. And let me clarify something. When you say single, what does that mean?
No, it don't even mean nothing. Lady C, what do you got?
Yes.
Lady C, you don't even mean nothing. You're gonna start with all that right there. Lady C, we're gonna go back to Sun. Lady C, what do you got for me, Lady C? I know you're single, you're ready to mingle. The guy asks you, why are you single? Is there an answer
my
for that, first of all?
I don't have time for idiots.
Oh, okay.
That's what I say. That's all. Because I'm like you. If we meet, apparently I'm single. And it shouldn't be why. It's just that, okay, where we go from here. Because I quit asking that question. Because if even if you aren't, you're going to lie, and you're lying about it, so I'm going to need to add to the lie.
All right. Okay. Brick.
Yes.
You're single. If you're single, you get asked this question. You know what's the response? You know, first of all, why are you single? Do you even think there's an actual correct response to that question?
No, there's no correct response to that. I mean, if you knew why you were single and you didn't want to be single, wouldn't you do something about it?
I thought that too. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't the only person who thought that. Okay, go ahead.
No, that's what you're doing.
When people ask me that, I'm like, why? First of all, why would you ask somebody that, especially if you're looking to get with them? Why would you ask them that? Who cares why they're single? Just, okay, I'm glad you're single. But I guess people expect a certain answer.
Right.
When you ask somebody that, I mean, you think she's really going to say, well, I'm single because I killed my last 10 boyfriends? I mean, do you really think she's going to tell you that if that's the case?
Definitely.
Or he's going to tell you, well, I'm single because I beat up my last ex-girlfriend. She's in the hospital in a coma. No, he's not going to. Oh, I'm like, why even ask that question? I don't know why that question is usually asked.
You know
I guess.
Right.
Question. Maybe it's a reflex. They don't know what else to say, so they ask you that stupidity. But, you know, one day I'm just going to answer because I, you know, basically beat the shit out of my last boyfriend, and he's a coma.
it's not a question I would ask. I could understand some reasons for people asking it other than just being nosy or trying to make small talk or whatever. No. I mean, because they might want to know why you're single because you might be rebounding. and you might not be all the way done with that rebound. You understand what I mean? So, you know, somebody might be single but not of their own choosing. And I guess that person owes it to themselves to find out exactly what they're getting into. So if it's looking like a situation where you want to get into something, you want to make sure that the coast is clear. You know what I mean? Because, you know, any nigga that's listening to this show has probably been over some chick crib that she said that she was through with the dude. And, you know, he come banging on that door. You know what I'm saying? You know, 1, 2 in the morning, y'all about to get into some shit when you just sitting on the couch. And then, yeah, you in a situation where you got to bang your way out of some shit. So you really do need to know the parameters of what that singularity is all about. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that the question you asked about, okay, what happened to your last boyfriend? Or how long you've been single? Like, you know, why you and your ex broke up? That's not the same as asking why are you single if you ask him why are you and your man broke up. Like, you ask both of those. They ask both of those questions.
Well, I would never ask somebody like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I have been asked, you know, that on the other end, and I don't even get that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, I don't ask you why the fuck I'm single. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm not really single. Yeah,
you have a girlfriend.
You're going to have to ask me. If you ask me if I'm single, I'm going to give you a generic answer.
They actually ask too. It goes like this. It goes, do you have a girlfriend? And you say no.
And then they ask you
how long you've been single. And then you say, I've been that way for 4 years. Then they'll ask you, well, why are you single? And I'm like, huh? Like, is there an actual real answer for that? Like, that's my opinion. Like, I just go with I'm awesome, and he needs to be extraordinary. So, and we'll just leave it at that. Y'all could do that over there. My other question, my main question, like, that was just something real quick. My main question was, damn, it wasn't shaking my damn head. My main question had to do with a conversation we had, I think, last week. We did the conversation on women bashing, man bashing, versus men, you know, women bash men and men bash blah, blah, blah. So this question happens to go like this. They say black people can't be racist. Using the same ideology, can women not be man bashers? Now, before we left our show last week, we had Sunshine, come into the, you know, she made a comment about women always been the scum of the earth, according to men. So, in so many words, and, you know, men always came at women. We was always at the bottom of the realm when it came to men. It's just recently now that we feel like we're doing something. We're making something for ourselves. So, on that note, what do you think, Sean, repping BBW?
About what? What?
Oh, jeez. Did you not hear the question of that?
I don't know.
He kept it real, though. He don't know. Oh. Okay, he kept it real. What do you think? What do you think, Lady C? You don't know anything?
I think that women cannot be man bashers. I think the thing is that it's just learning that everybody, you have to learn that everybody is different, and you can't put everybody in the same bucket. That's when you become bashers and racists and whatever, when you put everybody in one bucket and assume
that everybody's the same. You have to not assume that because everybody is not the same. That's why our biggest problem, we start assuming that every man is a dog or every woman is a bitch or a slut or and a man is a hoe, but it's not true. There are, everybody is different. One bad apple can mess up the bunch, but don't spoil all of it. You can still find a good apple.
Son, what are your response?
Yeah, females can be mad bastards. I heard a lot of them. You know, pushing niggas down. But it's not all chicks that do that. I mean, a lot from my experience, some chicks have been hurt. You know, so-called dragged through the ringer by certain dudes or whatever. But you know, look. My whole thing is, you get what you get. You know, like, I've heard a lot of chicks claim that they were so such good women and all of that, and, you know, they just can't never meet the right dude. But what you got to understand is you take yourself everywhere you go. So if you radiate something that attracts those same types of dog-ass niggas that you keep running into, you got to change something about you. You know what I mean? So it's the same way that you've given out accountability, you're going to have to take some back. So, you know, it might be something in them no-good, so-called dog-ass niggas you've been dealing with that attracts you. Now, you have to change what attracts you. Now, I ain't saying who's attracted to you. I said what attracts you. So, there's a difference between choosing and being chosen. So, you know, what are you choosing? Or what are you allowing yourself to be, who are you allowing yourself to be chosen by? So, yeah, there's a lot of man bashers out there. I mean, you know, they don't shake me. It's like whatever. You know, the chicks that like men, like dish, then they like son. The ones that don't, they dykes anyway. You might want them. Who cares?
Oh, she is, golly. Okay, Brick, what do you got? What do you got for me, Brick? What do you got? give me something, Brick. Give me something to work with here. Do you get the question? I'm not asking are women. I'm asking in the same ideology that they say blacks cannot be racist. Using that same concept, like we've been through it, we've done what we've done, so therefore we cannot be racist. Women, we've been through it. You know, from the beginning of time, you know, we've always been looked at as a lesser sex, as a weaker sex, if you will, more than just physically, but mentally and so forth and so forth. But yet, you know, in turn, you know, we had to work so hard to get where we are right now. So that's what I mean. Have we not earned the right to just be like, listen, this is how I feel about you?
Okay. So we're saying that do we have, like, the right? I'm trying to get clear. I understand what you're saying. Are you saying that, okay, how people are racist? How people, like, you said people can't be racist?
They say black people. We've heard that. Black people can't be racist. You've heard that before.
Why do they say that black people can't be racist?
But you've heard that. You've heard that before, right?
I've heard them say that black people can't be racist?
Yeah.
Against blacks or against other races?
Oh, good Lord.
What? Y'all are too much. This is one of them topics. As a matter of fact, time done slipped away from us. We're like 12 minutes in, 10 minutes in. So I guess we'll hold off to that question. You know, it was just a question that popped into my head. Just using the same ideas of black people can't be racist, can women not be man bashers? We're just gonna leave it at that.
I don't know.
We'll just leave it at that. However, I do want to rebuttal to Sun752 about the people that you attract and so forth. To me, personally, somebody said that to me over the weekend, and my response was, you can't tell. Nobody comes with a warning label. You know, mm-hmm. I can't tell you are mentally disturbed until I talk to you. Mm-hmm. I can't tell that you're slow. I can't tell any of those things until we have a conversation. And then somebody also said the question was, can a woman tell if you're marriage material within 15 minutes of talking to some guy? Listen, first of all, I don't even believe in the whole institution of marriage. So that's the last thing on my mind. However, you know, so I don't think that even applies to me. And I think I am a woman at the end of the day. But I do want to say this. It doesn't matter. In 15 minutes, I can't tell shit.
Right.
Only thing I can tell in 15 minutes is I'm going to have another conversation with you. That's the only
right.
thing I can tell in 15 minutes. I can't tell you. You can't tell me your life story in 15 minutes, and I can't tell you mine. The only thing I can
right.
find out in 15 minutes is if I'm going to have another conversation with you so we can get to know you a little better or you get to know me a little better. So, I mean, it sounds good, you know, take responsibility for, you know, for your actions and for the people you meet. That sounds all good and dandy, but how?
Mm-hmm.
How can I do that if I don't interact with you, if I don't speak to you, if I don't come in contact, how am I able to do
right.
that? You know, what signs do I look for so
mm-hmm.
I won't have to meet somebody that's wicked? You know, like, you can't tell nobody that's wicked.
Yes, you can.
Not in 15
minutes. Not in no car.
Wait a minute, though. Wait. Here's the thing. The thing is, what attracts you might not be what attracts the next woman. You understand what I mean? Like, people throw up red flags all the time, but if the red flags are actually the things that attract you, then you're not going to see them as red flags. You know what I mean? You might look at those things as masculinity, as intelligence. You know how many people out here look at people who are deceptive as being smarter than other people? Because I can jerk you, because I got the gift of gab, because I can gas your head up and do all this kind man shit. You know, a lot of people look at that as superior intelligence. I look at it as deceptiveness, devilishness, and dishonesty. You understand the difference? You understand what I mean? So when the next woman might meet a dude who's very who might be verbally aggressive or even act physically aggressive, one woman might look at that as like, ooh, you know, he has that tough, rough, rugged, you know, roughneck exterior. You know, yeah, I like that. You know what I mean? Never seeing the red flag like, this nigga might be a hook ass type dude. She don't see that. You understand what I mean? Because her idea of masculinity, of macho-ness, and being a man is that. Now, because she suffers the consequences, you know, she can't even see, you know, that what's coming next, because she's attracted to all of the warning signs. Whereas you might be able to see, like, yo, this nigga's he's a fucking asshole. Okay. Like, something is wrong with him. He's touched. You know, like, he has that, you know, fresh out of jail and about to go back mentality. She might see it totally different than you see it. So, yeah, the signs are there, but you have to be groomed to see the signs. If you are attracted to the signs, then no.
You can't judge a book by its cover. You get what I'm saying? Just because this guy looks that way don't mean he's necessarily that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what
you know,
point
like
you
if
cut
I,
it off,
if
though?
I, it,
you know, like
but that's what I'm saying.
Like
you get into, but by the time you realize that, or by the time you get to that, you're not going to know that in 15 minutes. That's what I'm saying. I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to know that in 15
well,
minutes.
Well, no,
I'm not going to learn that in 15 minutes.
All right. Well, on the 15
but I will
minutes,
know.
Yeah,
I will know this. I will know this. I will know if I'm going to continue to talk to you, or if I'm not going to continue to talk to you.
That's right. In 15 right. minutes.
But the cutoff point. The cutoff point is important, though.
Right. I get it. But you know, it is what it is. Anyway, folks, it's 6 minutes, and we're not going into overtime. Thank y'all so much. I was late with the response, but I do appreciate y'all calling and getting in there. Lady C, we will get in that. We will get in your business. You called in all late. Don't think I forgot.
I will get in all in your business. I'm going to get all in your business, Lady C. And this time I have Black Reporter with me. You know, he want to know. He's going to tell it to me before you do, you know. He's going to tell it to me before you do. Love you, Black Reporter. Once again, folks, thank y'all for tuning in to Phone Fantasy Radio this week. We had an awesome week. Shout out to everybody that's on the archives and downloading that couldn't catch the live show. I really do appreciate you for supporting us. Once again, we'll be back on Monday, July. July 23rd. Woo! Woo! I didn't rewind to April. We'll be back July 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Brick's House. Oh, wait. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Brick, what we got going on? Do we know?
No, we don't know. I'm sorry. I'm in a state of mind right now. No, we don't know what's going on Monday. Just got to tune in and find out.
Okay, well, y'all know where we're going to be at. Y'all know that number. Lock it into your phone, 805-830-8320. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website. You could probably, you're not even going to catch me there, but I know Sun 752, you got a show going on Saturday, The Recess.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
going fishing this Saturday. There's no recess this Saturday.
Holla. Yay, no recess. No, I'm just playing. You know, damn well they told you no recess. You would have been so mad.
Yep.
They try to take away our recess.
On
that note, we'll be back next week, folks.
Okay.
Say that again.
Wait,
hold on. We all can't talk at the same time. What you
saying, Britt? I'm telling, son, he better hype his shit. It'll be a legacy of a nation. Didn't you say that?
Nah, people that listen to this show ain't coming to the legacy. There's no legacy.
There's no legacy on this show? Damn, son. We not aboriginal, we just abnormal. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
All right. I ain't want to be down with them anyway because I don't even know what they are. So
we ain't damn good enough to go to that show.
I don't even know what it was. I'm sorry, Brother Mac. You awesome. Like, I'd be gone when that show come on. I was like, I can't do it. I'd be so through when that show come on. My head be hurting afterwards. Like, what? Like, I don't even know what aboriginals are. I'm sorry. I'm slow. I'm dumb. Whatever. Don't care.
I don't know. I've been here for about 3 or 4 episodes by now. So.
That is definitely a very unique show right there. So, right, y'all folks are not going to be able to. No, that's not true. Once again, we're judging a book by its cover. Just because we're whack don't mean our listeners are whack.
Nah,
listeners are whack.
I'm definitely not
thesaurus, that's all.
I'm not questioning anybody's intelligence or their depth. Because I don't know y'all enough to be able to, judge that away from this show. So, what I'm saying? With that being said, Let's See If They Should Show, we're always going on every Saturday. It was never going to happen, but I'm just not going to promote it. So y'all go ahead and do y'all thing. Y'all put nobody. Y'all know it. You've been there before, then you know. If you never came to the recess or the solar system, you're not coming to the legacy of nature. So what's that going to do with me? So those who know, and those who don't, I check y'all on the other side. Love is love.
Right. That's what we're trying to do, is show a little love. But I'm saying, I looked it up, and I see Indians and Eskimos. Is that what y'all talking about?
Yeah, but Indians and Eskimos are not aboriginal. Look, you want to know
that's
what
it says.
Is.
No,
don't
I don't
look
want
in
to
the
know.
Mirror. All you got to do is go look in the mirror, our history goes way back farther than slavery. We were here way before we were brought over here in the Middle Passage. That's all you need to know. The so-called Native Americans, the aboriginals, the people that were in the United States, North and South America, are the regular black people just like me. Just like, here's your aboriginal lesson. You don't believe it, Google it. you don't believe Google, then, you know, fuck.
I'm Googling it. All I see is Indians and Eskimos. They suck. You know, I'm just playing. Maybe I just Google it. On that note, like I said, if you want to learn something, y'all got to tune into that show with a pen and paper and Google on the side. I'm just saying.
Right.
It's crazy. Basically. Shout out to On the Quest in the chat room. Shout out to Sunny Sean who showed up in the chat room. All the guests that showed up in the chat room. Thank you to, 614, John, I see you, but I only got 5 minutes. I mean, I only got actually 45 seconds. Thank you for tuning in, though. Really do appreciate you. Lady C, like I said, I'm going to get all up in your business on Tuesday, so be prepared. Which is the adult zone for everybody that don't know. Sean, repping BBW, thank you very much. I hope you had a good time. Wesley from New Jersey, thank you. Right, Wesley from New Jersey, who showed up. Thank you very much. Really do appreciate you. And listen, y'all need to mark your calendars. August 1st, we have a brand new show, 10 p.m. to midnight. It's going to be awesome because we're awesome. I got new people added to the team. You know, it's going to be a good look. Just saying. So y'all need to definitely mark your calendars because it's going to be awesome. On that note, I haven't gotten the call yet. Am I supposed to get the message?
Anybody?
The 60-second message. I didn't get any of that. Just realized that. But anyway, it's 11 o'clock. I guess that's my cue to go. Bye, everyone.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Have
Greg.
A nice weekend.
Good night, Greg.
Good night, Sure, BBW.
Okay, on that note, I'm going to sing for y'all.
Good night.
This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
All right.
I'm really hanging up there. Bye.
Bye.